Okay. Wednesday 4/8/26. What? Oh. Okay, this is part 37 of How Faith Works. We're going to talk about taking our land today. We all got areas that we want restored back, that the devil has run roughshod over our lives or over our situations. So we're going to look at that. We've been establishing all these weeks on learning about faith that it is God's way. Faith is God's way. Faith is God's plan for man to accomplish all that he has for him. God showed it by example in Genesis 1. So we'll look at Genesis 1 right quick. You know, they talk about them kooky faith people over there and different that. Well, that is the way of faith. When you come to know God, the first experience that you use your faith for is being born again. Romans 10, 8 through 10. Think. Okay. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, which it means he brooded over and thought deeply. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and morning were the first day. Then we see he did second day, third day, fourth day, fifth day, sixth day by faith. Everything that you see around you today, God created it by faith. Faith is not just doing stuff. When we first came into it, it was like, I think it was Charles Capps that said it, you're like Polly wants a cracker. You just mimic. You think, well, the faith teachers, they did this, and so they got answers, so we did what they did. Instead of learning for ourselves how faith works. You don't do it that way. You don't mimic somebody else to get it done. God's faith is a strategic plan for whatever he wants you to do or me to do. I'm going to qualify that. So faith is not just doing stuff. I remember hearing someone pray for somebody. He said, okay, now, you speak that 30, 40 times a day now. I'm going, if you get it right and you connect with God, you say it once. Jesus was said, "You, I'd say to the mountain, not I will say to the mountain and say to the mountain, say to the mountain and say to the mountain." You understand what I'm saying? Polly want a cracker. Faith is not just making confessions. You know, the term confession brings possession. Well, if that had been so, we would have had it made. But it didn't work. It doesn't work that way. Faith is a God-ordained plan for you to fulfill whatever he is requiring of you. It will take your faith to do it. And he'll show you how. If you'll look to him about it. Let's go look at Hebrews 11 just for a minute here. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but we're going to just, I'm going to make some points. The first three verses says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. That's the stuff we want, right? The evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So there's a realm. It's a supernatural realm, and it's faith. It's a supernatural force. It's not a natural force. Some people have what they call natural faith. In other words, you believe and things like that. But that's not this. That's not the God kind of faith. This is a supernatural faith. Here's all the ones listed in the lineup here. By faith Abel, by faith Enoch, by faith Noah, by faith Abraham, by faith Sarah, by faith Joseph, by faith Isaac, by faith Moses, by faith Rahab. By faith Gideon, by faith Barak, by faith Samson, by faith Jephthah, by faith David, by faith Daniel, by faith Samuel. By faith 3 Hebrew children, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. By faith Joshua. The list goes on. If you look at the situations, you know who it is. With each of these accounts, these people exercised their faith. God had a plan of deliverance, and it was by faith. If God had a detailed plan for them, then He has a detailed plan for you. And whatever you're facing in your situation, if it was as easy as just making my list of what I wanted and just spoke them every day, we'd all be winners as far as faith goes. But having done that for many years and saw little come from it, the Lord began to show me it's not just about getting stuff, and it's not just by saying stuff in your own power. It's by the Spirit of God. Okay. Let's go to Isaiah 40. This is not lengthy today, but it is powerful if you'll put it to work in your life. God's way is always the way of faith. If you read anywhere in the Bible, Old or New Testament, you will see His plan was always a plan of faith. I just read to you all those in the Old Covenant. This is 40. Let's start with verse 29 there. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, He increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. In other words, if you don't wait, you can't mount up. Does that make sense? If you don't wait, why? God's got a plan, and it's a plan of faith. You'll have to trust God to execute it. We cannot mount up until we get God's instructions on things. I remember going out to Mid-Cities, and there was Mike Murdoch was out there, and he was known for his wisdom. He said, "Hear the command, but wait for the plan." How many times do we hear God say so-and-so, and then we jump out and start doing stuff? We've all done that. And it just never worked out, and you wonder, I know I heard God. Where did I miss it? You heard the command, but you didn't wait on the plan. Okay, one size fits all does not work here. I wished it did. I wish it was that easy, but it's not. It sure cleaned up my confession list, I can tell you for sure. I say very little. And if the Lord tells me to say something, I will say something. But I don't just do confession lists for the sake of doing confession lists. It's just a work of the flesh. Jesus, the Son of God, did not step out independently of the Father. Not one thing did Jesus do, did He just do, because I'm the Son of God. No. We're going to read a story. This is in John chapter 2. The best explains, I mean, Jesus makes the statement that it's not me doing the works, it's the Father in me doing the works. So He didn't step out independently of the Father. He waited on the Father to tell Him what to do. Okay, this is chapter 2. Probably familiar with this story. Verse 1 there, in the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus saith unto him, they have no wine. Jesus said to her, woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. In other words, I don't have anything. What am I supposed to do? His mother saith unto the servants, whatever he says to you, do it. And there were set there 6 water pots of stone after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. Jesus saith unto them, fill the water pots with water, and they filled them to the brim. God spoke. Jesus obeyed what the Father said to do. He said, draw out now and bear unto the governor of the feast. He told him to fill the water pots with water to the brim, bear it to the feast, and they bear it. And when the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom and saith unto him, every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine. And when men have well drunk, then that which is worse, but thou hast kept the good wine until now. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. He said the Father in him was doing the works that he was not. He just did what the Father told him to do, and God backed him up. Why? It was by faith. When his mom said, they don't have any wine, he didn't try to take it on himself to do anything until he heard from God himself, and he gave him instructions on what to do. That's why we don't see a lot of power in the church, is because people would take the glory on themselves. But people don't do the miracles. God does the miracle through the person. The person's just a vessel. So how do we take our land? The same way they did, by faith. Do not act until you get the plan. Say you're facing something, you need a word from God, wait on him. Then, when he tells you what to do, then you can mount up and execute the plan and expect it to manifest and be there because you've waited on God. Instead of just spinning your wheels and not understanding, wasting your time, doing all these fleshly things, a form of godliness with no power thereof. It looks good, it sounds good, but it don't work. We know, we try, it doesn't work. Not to blow anybody's bubble, but that is an absolute truth. Okay, Joshua chapter 1. This is how this all began. The Lord told me, he said, take the land, and he gave me Joshua. After Moses died, here this great nation of Israel, lots, thousands and thousands and thousands of people, God passes the torch to Joshua to go in and further take the land. I don't think I could explain faith any simpler than this. If you have ears to hear, because, you know, if we do it his way, it's going to work. If we don't do it his way, it is never going to work. And it's a sad thing to live and die and never see your promises or what you were believing God for fulfilled. But you know what? God has a way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He has a way. And when we get on his way, it works. If we don't do it his way, it don't work. Period. Okay, Joshua 1. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, rise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness in this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so be with thee. What did Moses do? He carried out to the letter everything God said concerning coming out of Egypt, then the trek into the wilderness and all of these things. Moses followed God's plan. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto thy fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Now here's the kicker. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate. That's what God did in Genesis 1. His spirit brooded over the situation. Meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. And Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through the host and command the people, saying, prepare you victuals, for within 3 days you shall pass over this Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God giveth you to possess. So what did Joshua do? Joshua got God's plan. Right here, he sent the spies in. We're not going to read about it, I'm just telling you. They passed over the Jordan on dry land, and the waters stood up like a heap. They circumcised all the male children. Now let's go to Joshua 5. These were things that God told him to do. Then, this is Joshua 5:13. And it came to pass, when Joshua was by Jericho, that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, art thou for us or for our adversaries? And he said, nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord am I now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship, and said unto him, what saith my Lord unto his servant? And the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place wherein thou standest is holy. And Joshua did so. So what happened? He received the battle plan to take the land. Okay, next chapter, chapter 6. Now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out, none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given into thine hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor. You know, the Lord is wanting to give you everything if you'll just listen to his voice and obey it. See, if we do it ourselves, we take the glory on ourselves. He wants to do it through us. And ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go round about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns. In the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times. And the priests shall blow with the trumpets. What if they'd only done it 6 times? Wouldn't happen. And it came to pass that when they made a long blast with the ram's horn, and when ye hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat. It didn't just fall over, it went flat into the ground. Think about that, how impossible. And the people shall ascend up every man straight before him, Joshua the son of Nun called the priest and said unto them, take up the ark of the covenant, let seven priests bear seven trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord. He said unto the people, pass on and compass the city, and let him that is armed pass on before the ark of the Lord. And it came to pass when Joshua had spoken to the people that the seven priests bearing the seven trumpets of ram's horns passed on before the Lord and blew with the trumpets, and of the ark of the covenant of the Lord followed them. And the armed men went before the priest and blew with the trumpets, and the rearward came after the ark, the priest going on and blowing with the trumpets. And Joshua had commanded the people, saying, ye shall not shout, nor make any noise with your voice, neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth until the day I bind you. Shout, then ye shall shout. Can you imagine how it is today? How distracted people are, constantly on their cell phones. I remember one time, I believe it was Brother Fred Price, he called people up to the altar. There were steps. He said, I want everyone to come up and put their Bible on the right side on their step. They had people, they'd put them things all over the place. Couldn't even follow a simple instruction. Today, can you imagine? And see, these people are up on the wall and they're shouting at them and probably taunting them and throwing stuff down at them. Can you imagine today? So the ark of the Lord compassed the city, going about at once, and they came into the camp and lodged in the camp. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priest took up the ark of the Lord. The seven priests bearing seven trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord went on continually and blew with the trumpets, and the armed men went before them. But the rearward came after the ark of the Lord, the priest going on and blowing with the trumpets. You know, sometimes the Lord will just see, will you really obey me? Will you really carry it to the letter? Will you really do what I have required of you? And the second day they compassed the city once and returned into the camp. So they did 6 days. It came to pass on the seventh day that they rose up early about the dawning of the day and compassed the city after the same manner 7 times. Only on that day they compassed the city 7 times. It came to pass at the 7th time when the priest blew with the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, shout, for the Lord hath given you the city. And the city shall be accursed, even it and all that therein are, or are therein. To the Lord only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all that are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent. And ye in any wise keep yourselves from the accursed thing, lest ye make yourselves accursed when ye take of the accursed thing and make the camp of Israel accursed and trouble it. But all the silver and gold and vessels of brass and iron are concentrated unto the Lord. They shall come into the treasury of the Lord. So the people shouted when the priest blew with the trumpet, and it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him. They took the city, and they utterly destroyed all that was in the city, both man and woman, young and old, oxen, sheep, and ass, with the edge of the sword. Complete and total victory. Let's go over real quick to Joshua 11, verse 16. Just one little short portion of, but it says everything. This is 11:16. Just I said A there. Said here. So Joshua took all that land. There's a lot of stuff that God wants us to have, but we got to take it. We got to get God's plan to take it. We can't just try to take it on our own. We have to do it His way. For each new situation, Joshua got God's plan. If you read on, the next time, Achan decided he liked some garments and some silver he saw, so he stuck it under his tent. Well, Joshua went to battle and they got their rear ends kicked. So Joshua's on his face saying, God, what's the matter? You told us you'd avenge us of our enemies. Well, Achan had done this and defiled the camp. So what happened to Achan and his family? They took him out, stoned him to death, all his family, all his cattle, sheep, whatever he had. I think they burned them too. No, did they burn them up too? That's how much sedition and sin will level a whole thing. Yeah. It's the same for us today. The Lord is looking for those who will hear him and obey him. And there's not anything he won't do for us if we will. But he's wanting you to ask him. Get his way. Stay. And when God speaks to you something, don't just jump out. Get the instructions and then do it. And then you can't fail if you do that. It's so simple. And you don't have to waste your time reading confession lists and doing all these churchy, religious-looking things to accomplish it. Okay, hear the command, but wait on the plan.